Today's daf is Makis daf Chof Beis, and we have four lines from the bottom of daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. So yesterday we began the Mishnah here in Perek Elohin Aloikin that discusses Yesh Chayresh Telemechad V'chayev Olav Mishum Shmoy Malavin. So the first part of the Perek dealt with Elohin Aloikin, different examples of people that if they violate certain Azaras in the Torah, they're going to get Malkus. As mentioned, there are really many, many Chayve Lavin or Chayve Malkios. The Mishnah singled out specific ones that it felt it needed to discuss, and as the Rishonim speak out, that all of the Elohim Aloikin that are mentioned here in the third parak of Masechtas Makis are mentioned because of some sort of Chiddush that comes out. And then the Mishnah said something interesting. The Mishnah said that it's possible for a person to do one act, and it'll be Chayev Malkis, times two, times three, or many Malkios, even though he was only doing one Maisa. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah said a person could do one act of Maisa Charisha, and you're going to be Chayev Olav Mishum Shmoin Olav. You're going to get Malkos eight times. What was the example? HaChayresh B'Shar V'Chamar. If somebody was being Chayresh, he was plowing with a Shar and a Chamar, V'Hei Muktashin, and they were Kodesh. So he's being Chayresh B'Shar V'Chamar, that's the Isser Kalayim. They're both hektish, so now you're being Chayresh with two animals that are hektish, so you chayev Malkus for each one. You already have three Lavin. V'Kalayim B'Kerem, the field itself that you were being Chayresh was Kalayim. That's four. U'B'Shvias, it was on Shemitah, that's five. V'Yontif, it was also on Yontif, that's six. Had it been Shabbos, there wouldn't have been Malkus, because it would have been a Lav Shenitein, Lazarus Mises Bezdin. Additionally, this was all in a Beis HaKfaris, and the person that was being Chayresh was a Kohen and a Nazir. He's not allowed to be in the Beis HaKvaris for both reasons. 6 plus 2 is 8. The bottom line is, it's possible for a person to be Chayresh Telemechad V'chayol Mishum Shmoyd Olav. The Gemara asked the Kasha that if you're telling me that this Chayresh is Chayev Mishum Kalayim Bekeren, it must be that while he was being Chayresh, he was also being Zareya. And the Gemara came out with how it's possible, two possibilities. Either we're going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that a Mekayim Kalayim is Laika, or based on what Rav Yanai said, HaChayfa B'Kalayim is Laika. But the bottom line is, in addition to being Chayresh, this person had to have been Zareya. Because the Mishnah says he's Chayef for Kalayim, and only someone that's Zareya Kalayim is Chayef. You're not Chayef for merely being Chayresh Kalayim. If that's the case, so why, Frank the Gemara, on your only like a Shmoina, you should be like a Tisha? Because you were Chayresh and Yontif, and you were Zareya and Yontif. Chayresh is a Malacha, and Zareya is a Malacha. And all 39, all the Lamatas Malachas that are Asar on Shabbos are Asar on Yontif, and you would think that you'd get a separate Malkus for each Malacha that you're over. So Frank the Gemara, why is it 8? It should really only be 9. And the Gemara said a very important yesod. Amar Rava, yesh chiluk malachas b'Shabbos, ve'ein chiluk malachas b'Yontif. There's a concept of chiluk malachas when it comes to Shabbos. There's no concept of chiluk malachas when it comes to Yontif. Now, it's important to realize, as this is the segue into today's daf, that the definition of chiluk malachas as it relates to Shabbos and the definition of chiluk malachas as it relates to Yontif is not one and the same. When you talk about chiluk malachas and Shabbos, you're discussing the carbon chatas. Meaning, if a person is mechal Shabbos b'mezid, he's chayiv skila. So if you mechal Shabbos twice, two different malachas, you're going to be chayiv skila twice. But does it really matter if you have chayiv skila once or twice or three times? There's no three life sentences when it comes to Dinei Torah. You're chayiv skila one time. You can't be chayiv skila twice. So really, there's no practical ramification whether yesh chiluk malachas l'Shabbos or not when you're mechal Shabbos b'mezid. Where does it play it out enough, you know, if you did it b'shoigik? Because for each malacha that a person does b'shoigik, you have to bring a karma chatas. So there's a concept of yesh chiluk malachas b'shabbos, meaning if a person would be over two malachas Shabbos b'shoigik behelam echad, it doesn't matter. Chiluk malachas, the malachas themselves are mechalik, and we would say for each malacha that the person was over b'shoigik, you'd have to bring a separate karma chatas. Yontif, if you're mechalol yontif b'shoigik, you don't bring a karma chatas. So there's no concept of chiluk malachas b'shoigig on yontif, because there's no punishment if you mechal yontif b'shoigig. Where is it negeya if you did it b'mezid? Because whereas a mechal Shabbos b'mezid is chayiv skila, a mechal yontif b'mezid is only chayiv malchus. So here a chaps enough gemina. If somebody was mechal yontif b'mezid, he did two malachas, how many malchus is he going to get? Now the Rishonim speak out, that's pashit. If he was warned twice, if he got hasra for being zereya, and then hasra for being chayresh, or hasra for being kaisef, and then hasra for being moichek, avada you're going to get two Malkios. It's no different than the Nazir that we had in yesterday's daf, who was in the Beis HaKfaris, and he's drinking that for every Hasra that he gets, he's going to get a separate Malkios. So why should this be any different? Chiddush is where you got only one Hasra. So kedai techam, you know, we should look at each Malacha as being independent, just like we look at them as being independent regarding Shabbos. So I would have thought that maybe one Hasra, don't be Mechal Yontif. And then the person goes B'mezit, and he's Zerei, and he's Chayrish. So maybe you should get two Malkis. Kamash Malon, that even though Yesh Chilik Malachas B'Shabbos, as it relates to the Chatos, ain't Chilik Malachas B'Yontif. So our Mishnah is talking about whether it was one Hasra, don't be Mechal Yontif, and he was Mechal. So, you can give him Malkus for being Chayrish, you can give him Malkus for being Zereya. The Mishnah said he gets Malkus for Chayrish. I let him also get Malkus for Zereya. No, ain't Chiluk Malachus beyond it. Once you're getting Malkus for Chayrish, you're not going to get Malkus for Zereya. Now, had he been warned and said, don't be Chayrish, don't be Zereya, and Chanami, then you would get Malkus twice. But the Mishnah is talking about where there was only warned once, and that's why there's only going to be one Malkus. Is that true that there's no Chiluk Malachus beyond it? We learned in the Mishnah another Gishmaka Mishnah, so similar to the halacha of our Mishnah, Yesh Chayresh Telem Echad, the Chayv Olav Mishum Shmoyin Olav, and we have a similar idea. A Mevashel Gid Bicholav, if somebody cooks a Gid Hanasha of an animal together with milk, Biyantif Ve'ochel. So he did it on Yantif and he ate it. Like a Chavish, he gets Malkus five times. Like a Mishum Eichel Gid, he gets Malkus for eating it, and as we said, one of the ingredients in this thing that he cooked was the Gid Anasha, you're not allowed to eat. But like Mishum Mevashel B'Yantif, he cooked on Yantif. Bishl is one of the Lamites Malachas. On Yantif, you get Malkus for violating one of the Malachas. And even though you're going to tell me, I thought you're allowed to cook on Yantif. Ain Bein Shabbos L'Yantif, Elo Eichel Nefesh Bovet. But being that he did it over here, Shaloi L'Tzairich, now even though he had a mind to eat it, but being that he wasn't allowed to eat it, that makes a Shaloi L'Tzairich. It's for that reason you're going to be Chayiv. Now the truth is, in Masechtas Beya, if you remember from eons ago, but everyone knows it's Machlokes B'Shamay Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds Mitoich. That Mitoich Shehutra Malacha L'Tzairich, Hutra Nami Shaloi L'Tzairich. According to Beis Hillel, a person's allowed to do a Malachas Eichel Nefesh, even Shaloi L'Tzairich Eichel Nefesh. You have to say, and as I state the Rishonim, that this Mishnah is going according to Beis Shammai, that doesn't hold on Mitoich, so that being that you did a Shalei L'Tzorech, it's no different than any other Malacha, you're going to get Malkus. So you're going to get Malkus for eating the Gid Anasha, you're going to get Malkus for cooking on Yontif, Shalei L'Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, for Leikim Mishnah Mevashel Gid B'Cholav, you cook the Gid Anasha, which is meat, together with milk, so you will overlay Sevashel Gidi B'Levimo, you're not allowed to cook, basa v'chalav, just like you're not allowed to eat basa v'chalav. V'loika mishum oichel basa v'chalav, you ate it, you ate the basa v'chalav. V'loika, and then finally, you're also going to get malkus mishum avara, for lighting the fire. So you're getting five malkus for what you did. Again, somebody took a gid hanasha on yontif, and he cooked it together with milk. And then he ate it. So you're going to get malkus for cooking and for lighting the fire on Yontif. And even though those are malachas that ordinarily you're allowed to do on Yontif, but you're only allowed to do it L'Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, we're going according to Beis Shammai that does not hold the halacha mitoich. So that being that you now did it Shaloi L'Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, you're going to get malchus like any other mechalul Yontif. You're getting malchus for the two malachas that you did, Bishol and Havara. Additionally, you're going to get malchus for cooking basa v'chalav. You're going to get malchus for eating the basa v'chalav, and you're going to get malchus for eating the gid itself, for eating the gid anosh. What's the Gemara's kasha? The imisa. And if you're going to tell me that ein chilik malachas beyond if that you never get malchus twice for doing the same malacha. So mishum avara loy mechayev. Doi chayev loy mishum bishuloy. So how could you be chayev mishum avara and mishum bishul? You should only be chayev for one. Incidentally, the Rishonim asked that shouldn't the Gemara's kasha have been you shouldn't be chayev for bishul once you chayev mishum avara? Which comes first? Havara comes before bishul. But either way, it says the Gemara, you're right. Good kasha. Really, Rava's gerecht ein chiluk malachas beyantiv. I in this Mishnah, it sounds like a person could do one maisor. It was really two maisor. He was cooking and eating, and you can be chayiv chamisha, but the bottom line is for the cooking sheboy. You see that there were two malkiyos, one for bimavashu biyantiv, one for the havara biyantiv. Says the Gemara, apik havara v'ayil gid hanosha shal nevelo. The way that there was five is not because two of them were related to yantiv, only one was related to yantiv, because again, in chiluk malakas biyantiv, take out havara biyantiv and replace it with gid hanosha shal nevelo. Make another akimta. The meat, the gid hanosha, kasha itself was nevela, so that when you ate it, you ended up being over for nevela. Now, if you notice, there was a fundamental shift in the five malchias. Previously, three out of the five malchias were related to the cooking. You cooked basav v'chalav, you cooked on yantif, you lit a fire on yantif. Two of them were related to the eating. You ate a gidan nosha and you ate basav v'chalav. Now that we're saying apik havara v'ayol gidan nosha shal nevela, so now you have two of them related to the cooking. Which two? Cooking on yantif and cooking basav v'chalav. And you have three of them related to the eating. You ate basav v'chalav, you ate gidan nosha, and you ate nevela. Okay, afraid to gemara, it's a problem because batani Reb Chiya loike shtayim alachi basoi v'shaloi shal bishuloi. Reb Chiya said specifically, commented on this mishnah that the five malchias, two of them are related to achiva, and three of them are related to bishul. The e isa, and if this edit is correct, then it's in the reverse. Shaloi shal achi basoi hu chayiv. It comes out three are for the achila and two are for the bishul. So gemara, Eli, you're right. Apik havara. So you have to take out havara. Because ein chilik malachas b'yantiv, you can't have two malchias related to yantiv, but you can't replace it with an achila. You have to replace it with some iser bishul, some iser avara. The ayel atzei asherah, what you're going to replace it with is the iser of atzei asherah. Meaning, we're going to make an akimta that the wood that was used to fuel this fire was atzei asherah. Vazartia mihacha, and the avera was the pasuk says for yitbak biyot chamuma min acherim, that a person is not allowed to have anah from atzei asherah. You're not allowed to have anah from avodah zara. So that was the third iser. So the wataka three bishul, but it wasn't two yantiv and one basav v'chalav. One was yantiv, one was basav v'chalav. You're not allowed to cook, and the other one was you were using atzei asherah. If you're telling me that it's talking about where you use wood of atzei asherah, then there should be a six malchus for l'kanami mishum leisavi. And this is a pasuk that talks about how a person's not allowed to have anah. A person's not allowed to have anah from avodah zara. Meaning, if a person has anah from avodah zara, he's over the previous pasuk that the gemara brought. But you're also over the avodah. So if that's the akinta, it shouldn't have been five. Then it should have been six, and we have five. Elohach my skin against your bishop. I'd say heck. It's talking about where you used atzei hektish. And if somebody uses atzei hektish, you get some malchus, but not two malchias, only one. Where do you see that you get malchus? Vazatia mehacha. The pasuk says that when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to see all the asherois and all the avodah zara, so you have to get rid of it. The pasuk says, "Venitatzem es mizbechosam, v'shi bartem es matzevosam, v'ashereim tisrufum be'esh upsile eliheim tigadeim, v'ibadetem es shmo min amokim ahu." And then the punchline: "Leisasun kein l'Hashem lekech." That you're not allowed to consume, you're not allowed to destroy hektish. So if this person took atzei hektish to make supper, so he was over this iser of leisasun kein l'Hashem lekechem. That's going to be the fifth malchus. Bottom line is, we brought in this Mishnah not because it's similar to our Mishnah, although it is, but it was really to prove a specific point that Rava, to answer the kasha, why our Mishnah mentioned Yesh Chayresh Telemechad V'chayev Shmoina? Why didn't it say Tisha? It should have said Yechayev for being Zerei on Yontif. The Mishnah mentioned Chayresh on Yontif. Why don't we also mention Zerei on Yontif? And you're obviously being Zerei, because it says Kilei Akerem, and you're only Chayev Kilei Akerem if you're Zerei. Sodcha Loi Sizra, the Pasuk says. It doesn't say anything about Charisha. So obviously you were Zerei in the Mishnah. If you were Zerei in the Mishnah, why wasn't Zerei B'Yontif mentioned as another, as a ninth Malkus? The teretz is ain chiluk malachas v'yantiv. That once you're chayif for being chayrish on yantiv, you're not going to be chayif for being zareh on yantiv. Ah, you see in this Mishnah, a person could cook and eat, and he's going to be chayif chamisha. And the Gemara's muschul rishon understanding was that two of the five malchis are going to be related to malachas yantiv. One was for avara v'yantiv, the other one was for bishul on yantiv. The teretz is no, the fifth. Or two of the five are not related to Yontif. Only one of them is related to Yontif. And what we need to do is apik havara, and we have to replace it with something. And the maskana, the thing that we replaced it with, was we made an akimta that this person was using atzei hektish, and he's being over for using atzei hektish. So what were the five malachas that the person did in this second mishnah that the Gemara brought? Number one, he cooked on Yontif. He cooked basar v'chalav. He cooked using atzei hektish. He ate basav v'chalav, and he ate a gedanosh. Those were the five averes that the person did. Incidentally, I saw the Aruch Laner. He asks a Yishmak Akasha. He asks, what happened to the lav of Mechamer? So we're familiar with the lav of Mechamer. And the lav of Mechamer is a very unique lav and has a very special place when you learn Masechta Shabbos. Because ordinarily, when a person is over Chilul Shabbos, he's over one of the Lamentas Malachas. If he does it b'mezid with Edom and Asra, he gets skila. If he does it b'mezid without Edom and Asra, he gets karis. If he does it b'shoyig, he brings the karban chatas. The love of mechamer is the prototype of a chil Shabbos for which there's going to be a love. So there'll be malchus, but there's not going to be an ordinary skila, karis, and chatas. Mechamer means that if a person has a donkey and he's in the field with his donkey, he's walking behind it, he's steering it, so you're navigating it. The point is that there's something called lava mechamer. Now, lava mechamer is a lava on Shabbos, which means L'chayr, it should be a lav on Yontif as well. So when a person is chayrish telemechad v'chayv alim nishom shmoyna freik d'aruch laner. Now we're going to see in a minute, the Gemara is going to ask a lot of kashas on the Mishnah. But freik d'aruch laner, what happened to the lav of Mechamer? So it says d'aruch laner, it could be, you see from this Mishnah, a very important yesoid. And that is that there's no Isser Mechamer on Yontif. There's an Isser Mechamer on Shabbos, there's no Isser Mechamer on Yontif. Okay. Why am I getting so excited? Because the truth is that there's a fundamental shaila that permeates a lot of different halachas and Hilchos Shabbos, and that is, we know that all the lamatas halachas that are asr on Shabbos are asr on Yontif as well. What about Isurei Shabbos that are not melachas, quote unquote? Are they also asr on Yontif, or are they not asr on Yontif? I'll give you another example. Tchumen. So Tchumen, there's a man that holds, is asr midei raisa. It's Yakiva Shita and Shas, that Tchumen is asr midei raisa. It's not one of the lamatas melachas to go outside the Tchum. Nobody holds it's one of the lamatas melachas. It's a Mishnah and Klal Gadol. We know exactly what the Lama Tes Malachas are. But there's a Rabbi Akiva that holds that Tchumen is Asa Medei Raisa. So you have to make a Ruvi Tchumen to make sure you're not over an Issa Dei Raisa, not related to an Issa Dei Rabbana. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that Tchumen is Dei Raisa, there is a Tchumen on Yontif. So any Issa that you're going to have that's an Issa Shabbos, but it's not a Malacha per se, will it be Asa on Yontif? There's a Toysis in the Sechtes Psochim, Davhei Amadeus. We know, that's the only one of the Lamatas Malachas that's mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. And the Gemara asks, why is it mentioned? If the other Lamatas Malachas we know, Perish of Alpeh, the Malachas that were Chshuvahs, the Mishkan, the Kamadav Beis, so why is it that the Malach of Leisavar Oesh is mentioned? And there's a Machlokes in the Gemara. One man Nama says, L'chalik Yatzis, to teach us this halacha that we said before, L'chalik, Yesh Chilik Malachas Peshabbos. Another man Nama says, L'lav Yatzis. You know why it was mentioned? It was mentioned to tell me Leisavaru is different than an ordinary malacha. An ordinary malacha, if you do a b'mezid, you get skila. Leisavaru, Yesh B'chom, Yesh V'seich, if you do b'mezid, you get malchus. Zok Toysis P'sochim, Daf Eim and Beis. This is a great marimachim that will be a nafkimina, l'halacha between the man Nama that holds L'chalik Yatzis and L'lav Yatzis. You know what the nafkimina is? Is it going to be Yasser on Yontif? According to the man Nama, L'chalik Yatzis, is a regular malach. If it's a regular malach, you're going to be over on Yontif, just like on Shabbos. According to the man, it says lelav yatzis. So it's not a malach. If it's not a malach, it's not asra Yontif, because only malachas are asra Yontif. Does up darach laner. Mechamer is not a malach. If mechamer is not a malach, how do I know it's not a malach? Because it's malchus. It's like havara lelav yatzis. Leman da amar havara lelav yatzis. And just like Tosfos said in Pesachim Hey Amid Beis that leman da amar havara lelav yatzis, it's not going to be asra Yontif, so too Mechamer, which is Lelav Yotzes, is not going to be Asra Yontif. But either way, an interesting Shaila, very interesting Shaila. Anytime you have an Isra Shabbos, there are other examples as well that are not Melachis per se. Are they going to be Asra Yontif? Are they not going to be Asra Yontif? But regardless, so the Mishnah said, Yesh Chayresh Telemechot, Vechayev Olav, Mishum Shmoyna Lav. Break the Gemara, only eight. And not more simin shanabi shanaz maska flow rafo yeshio. For the shanabi, there was Ibn Achalez, why did the Mishnah make it a kimta that we were talking about? That this charisha that happened in a base like forest, etc., also happened in a nachalezon. The nachalezon was where they killed the egla arufa. And the pasuk says, vazartia mehacha ashaloye yoved by veloyzareya. That it had to have been a place that never bore any fruit, but also in the future you're never going to be allowed to do anything in the Nachal Esa. And if somebody does, if it says Ashaloy Yevoy by Veloy Yizareya, it certainly sounds like there's going to be Malchus. So if there's going to be a Malchus, Freik the Gemara, why don't we make it even more Gishmak? Tell us Yesh Chayrish Tel Mechad V'Chayiv Olav Tisha, and the ninth one is going to be Azareya B'Nachal Esa Paskav L'Rav Chananya. I have another one. V'Lichshev Nami Am Moichik Es Hashem Bachli Chasoy. Why don't we make an akimta that while the person was being Chayrish, there was a piece of paper or maybe a piece of wood that had the Shem Hashem on it with his Machresha. He broke it, thereby being Moichik the Shem Hashem, Vazatia Meyacha, and he was over the following Isser. The issa we mentioned earlier, Leisasim came Lashem Alekechem. You have to destroy the shemets of Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to destroy the shemets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maskar of Avodah. Well, Achshav Nami, you have another one. HaKoytze says Bahartoi. Maybe the person had a Baharis on his own skin, and as he was using the Machresha, he cut himself, and it caused the Baharis to come off. Vazatiyah Miyacha. How do you know that you're not allowed to be Koytze's Baharis? That's a pasuk in the Torah. Yishomer benega tzaras lishmor moed, and we know Yishomer is a lashon of loisase. So you see, this malchus for that. Masra Abayo. I have another one. Velechshiv nami, and this is already a stretch. But why don't we say it's talking about that the Kohen Gadol was right next to him, and he was wearing his ephod, and he had the choshen on it, and he was maziach the choshen mial ephod as he was using the machresha. He somehow detached the choshen from the ephod, or the aroin was there. And he was meser bade aroin. He removed the badim of the aroin. Vazartia mehach. How do you know you're not allowed to remove the choshen from the ephod? Or how do you know that you're not allowed to remove the bade aroin? But tabas ha'aroin, the pasuk says, yiu habadim lo yosuru mimenu. And as it relates to the choshen, the pasuk says, well, yizach ha'choshen me'al ephod. So both of these things have psukim in the Torah. Maskur Ravashi. Ravashi says, let's pile on. Velichshav nami, have another one. Hachirish ba'atzei ashera. Let's say the machresha itself was atzei ashera. That's pretty straightforward. So you're being chirish with something that's atzei ashera. And that's something you're not allowed to do. We just mentioned the pasuk again. It's in dritten mo. Vazatiyah meyach, vali yidbat biyot chama umi. You're not allowed to have any anor from avay dezor. Maskur Ravino. Velichshav nami, hakoit silonu is toivoiz. Why don't we say it's talking about that while you were being chirish, you were over bal tashkis. You destroyed an Elon Toiv. Vazatia meyacha, kimimenu toichal, vaisolay sichrois. Amalei Rav Zeir the Rav Mani, the lichshoiv nami, have another one, and this is classic. I mean it literally. Why don't we make another akimta? Say that the person made a shvua. He swore that he won't be chayresh on yontif. And being that he swore that he won't be chayresh, so now he's being over the isser l'yachal dvari as well. We have the isser shvua. Zok de gemara. No, that's not a kasha. So all the previous kashas, I hear. But the last kasha, that's not tver. You know why? Because hasam l'kachal shvua. Because mush b'voim in marasinayu. Because this is mesach the shvuas 101. And that is that if a person makes a shvua that he is going to do something that he is not allowed to do, the shvu is not chal. A shvu is only chal on a dvar rishus. It's not chal on a dvar mitzvah, and it's not chal on a dvar veir either. And being that this person is being chayrish on yontif, so the shvu would have had to been shvu shalei echresh biyontif. A shvu shalei echresh biyontif is not chal, and the reason is because he's mushba va'oimed mehar sinai. What does this mean? So we're going to have to wait for Masech the shvu. It's fester right here, but we're going to have to wait. Oh, malei. So, but the Gemara says, I don't think that's a good teretz. Because it's making a kimto. Going to Amar Shvur Shalei Echresh Bein Bechayu Bein Biyantiv. Where the Shvur was, I'm never going to be Chayrish. I won't be Chayrish Bechayu. I won't be Chayrish Biyantiv. The Migu the Chalolah Shvur Bechayu Chalolah Nami Biyantiv. Then maybe you can say that even though if a person makes a Shvur to be over an Avera, Shvur is Nachal. But let's say he makes a Shvur to do a Dovar Shalheter and in the same breath to do a Dovar Shalisser. So maybe there's a miku. That miku that the shvu is chal for the davar shal rishus, it's chal for the davar iser as well. But the Gemara says, I could still be doiched, midi di iser b'sheilo loikatani. Maybe the shvu wasn't mentioned because shvu is considered a weaker, a shvacher iser. Because shvu, the iser shvu is a shvu that you can get by being oiked the shvu. It's a midi di iser b'sheilo. So again, what does it mean, midi di iser b'sheilo? A person makes a neder, a shvu, a naziris, you can always be shayla on it. And meaning that you can go to a rav, mutalach, and that's your way of being matah shvua. So if there's a way to be matah shvua, so it's not considered such a permanent iser, and as a result, it's viewed as a kalishus in the iser. This svara, midi b'isa b'sheila, comes up in the sugya v'aseidai chalois haseh. It's considered a kalishus, bottom line. It could have been mentioned in the Mishnah, perhaps. You're right. We could have made an akimta that the person said, Shvua shalei echrosh b'choyel u'b'yontif. Once you, the Shvua is chal v'choyel, migu, that it's chal b'choyel, it's chal b'yontif as well. And that would have been a ninth malchus. You're getting malchus for being over le'yachel devaroi. But being that the iser le'yachel is a midi di iser de'sheila, you could always be matur neder or matur shvu in this case, and not have the iser layachel. Therefore, it's not mentioned. But the Gemara says v'loy. Really, the Mishnah didn't mention anything that has an iser or that's iser b'sheilo. Very hektish. Doesn't the Mishnah mention hektish? Just like you shoyl a neder, you can be shoyl a naziris and a shvua, you can be shoyl hektish as well. The Gemara says b'bchar. The Mishnah is talking about, this is an akimta that we had to wait till the end of the Gemara to see, a b'char.
And by a bechar, you can't be shoyel. You can be shoyel a hektish or a kedusha that you yourself created. But to the extent that the kedusha was chal, memela, there's no makom for she'ela. Feit the gemara, v'arei nazir, but the Mishnah mentioned nazir. Right? One of the lavin was, he was a nazir b'beis akvaris. So the gemara says, b'nazir shimshin. It's talking about a nazir shimshin. And a nazir shimshin is leisa b'she'ela. Feit the gemara, but nazir shimshin, barat mu'il ha'mesimu, a nazir shimshin, this is Masechtas Nazir 101, a nazir shimshin is a unique type of nazir, we'll see in a moment, but one of the halachas of a nazir shimshin is he's allowed to be metamal ha'mesim. We learn it from Shimshin Agiba. Shimshin Agiba was metamal ha'mesim, he killed a lot of people. You see, he was metamal ha'mesim. So you learn from there that a nazir shimshin is allowed to be metamal ha'mesim. Zok gemara, elo, hai, tana, iser, koilo, lesle. This tana doesn't hold it a migu. We mentioned that a shvu can't be chal on a dvar iser, but migu de chala al heter, chala on iser. That was the gemara's kash. I understand if a person would make a shvua, shalei echresh biyantif, the shvua wouldn't be chal. But let's make it a kimta that he said shvua shalei echresh bechoil ubiyantif and say migu that the shvua is chal for loy echresh bechoil, so to it should be chal for loy echresh biyantif as well. Says the gemara, hai tana, this tana doesn't hold to that migu. Now, if you take a look at the Rivan takes this word koilo and he takes you into the sugi of Isser Chal Al Isser. So really the sugi of Koilo falls into the sugi of Isser Chal Al Isser. And this Rivan is Sisrei Torah. It's a very shver Rivan. Everyone asks on this Rivan, I mean to the point where it's very, very, it's mitzvah yashiv how shver this Rivan is, but really it relates to the sugi of Isser Chal Al Isser that we don't have to go into this morning. It's something that comes up a lot in Masech Teshvuah, it's the sugi of Shvuah Chal Al Shvuah. So Bezrat Hashem, in a few days, we'll be learning Masechta Shavuos, so we'll save this rate for that. But either way, Amar Rav Hoshea, one final note on everything that we just said. Hamabia Shor Psulei HaMikdashim Loikesh Nayim. If somebody breeds a Shor, that's Psulei HaMikdashim with a para. So he takes the Shor, that's the male, and the para, and the female. He breeds them together, but the Shor was Hektish. Even if it wasn't a classic hektish, it was psulei hamikdashim, definition. It means it's hektish that has a mum, that you can now be paid, that you can't do a lot, can't use it, offer it up as a carbon, but it still retains some of its hektish. You're going to be like a shnayim. What's the shnayim? So number one, for being marbiya hektish, you get malchus, because it's considered avoid, it's considered malach, and now let him do malach with hektish. But here's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you're also over the iser kalayim. And even though the shayr and the para, this malacha that you're doing is one min, and usually kalayim is two different min. Kashan chamar, and our mishnah, that's kalayim. Over here, it's the same min. But being that one is hektish and the other one is chulin, we look at them as two minim. Hektish and chulin is not the same min. And being that it's not the same min, you're going to be loika shnayim. Zok the gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak, I'll take it a step further. Hamanik b'shar psulei hamikdashim, enough to made it. If you do work with the shar psulei hamikdashim, loika, you're going to get malchus again twice. You're going to get malchus for doing malacha with a shar that's hektish, and additionally, you're going to get malchus for being over there sir kalayim. What's the kalayim? It was only one malacha. Shari guf echad hu, v'asoy akosav kishnei gufen. It's true, it's one guf, but in the one guf, it has this dual personality. It's really two gufim. Because on the one hand, it's hektish. On the other hand, it's hedyid, it's chulin. And because it has both, it's for that reason that in it of itself, just doing malacha with this one animal is going to be considered an iser kalayim. You don't need two of the same men, even one, which obviously is the same men, even over there, you're going to have an iser kalayim. So before we go weiter and we get into really the home stretch of the Masechta, which is much lighter and just talks about some of the technicalities in terms of exactly how Malkus was enforced. And I got it to Gemara, so the last few Dafin, I think this one included, are really, really fast. But just two Aras. One really short Ara, another one a little bit longer. And that is the short Ara first. So we mentioned over here that the midi the isa b'sheilo loy katani. Right, the Mishnah says yesh chayrish talam echad v'chayiv olam mishum shmoina, and we said only things that are leisa b'sheilo, but midi the isa b'sheilo, something that is subject to sheilo loy katani. So the Gemara says, you mentioned Nazir, and Nazir is Isa B'Sheila. Says the Gemara, B'Nazir Shimshin. If you look at the Rivan says, what does it mean, B'Nazir Shimshin? And again, the Rivan says, Sisrei Torah. Al Yidei Malach Kibol Nazir Zolav. And the way the Achreinim understand the Rivan, Ayin Baruch Laner, Ayin B'Sheil Zujubis Chavis Yar, that he means to say that if a person was Mekabel Naziris, in the same way Shimshin was Mekabel Naziris. How did Shimshin's Naziris happen? A Malach came to Shimshin's father, mother, and told them that this child should be a Nazir. So somebody has a dream, let's say, and a malach comes to him, and he tells him, I want you to be Mekabel Naziris, or he throws this Naziris on him, that would be the Nazir Shimshon that our Gemara is referring to, where the halacha is, he is less of a b'sheila. Needless to say, it's a very big kiddush. Aruch HaNer says that's the akimta in our Mishnah. We're talking about someone that became a Nazir Yedei the Malach, a little far-fetched. But if you look in the Rambam and other Rishonim, they all say not that way. We're talking about where somebody says, Areini Nazir Kishim Shoyin. If you learn Masechta's Nazir, there's something called a Stam Nazir, there's a Nazir Oilam, there's something called Nazir Shimshon. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch about a Nazir Shimshon. Shteita Negemar, Makas Chavbez, that a Nazir Shimshon is less of a Shem. And the reason is because being that Shimshon Agibar, the original Nazir Shimshon, he himself couldn't be Shoyin on his Naziris. So to any person that's Makabal Nazir Shimshon, he can't be Shoyin on Naziris as well. Pashup Shat. Because when he's being Mekabel Naziris, he wants it to be like Shimshon's Naziris. Level 2, if you dig in a little bit deeper. The way Naziris and the Darim works is Ayidei Atfasa. So if someone says, Areini Nazir Kishimshon, he's being Matfis in Shimshon's Naziris. So there's a brekel, there's a nitzutz of Shimshon's Naziris in your Naziris. And just like Shimshon's Naziris itself was less of a Shela, so too your Naziris is less of a Shela. Level 3, you'd have to refer to the app Masechta's Nazir. We went through a lot of this right at the time. But the bottom line is, comes out, of nafgumino lahalacha. If somebody is mekabel hareini nazir kishim shoyin, yes sheila or no sheila, and the pashtus is no sheila. The Rivan is a very big kiddush. The pashtus is that what the Gemara is saying is a nazir shimshon is less of a sheila. Break the pischei tshuva. We'll just say the ha'ara and yeridei simin reish lamites. If that's the case, when you go through the nusach of ataris nadarim, so it's one long running mumble jumble. But one thing everybody remembers: vafilu nazir shimshon. Break the. So what are you saying? You're being matin Nazir Shimshon. How can you be matin Nazir Shimshon? I thought it's a mafurish Yomara. Nazir Shimshon is less of a sheila. So what's tutzach does? So pischei tshuva is kashi blayv sarachin. What's the vafilu Nazir Shimshon? So the nusach and ataris nadarim would be a raya to the Rivan Chiddush. That no, the Gemara is not saying that Nazir Shimshon is less of a sheila. What the Gemara is saying is that if you became a nazir the same way Shimshon did, al yedei malach, then it's less of a sheila. But an ordinary standard, Nazir Shimshon, Avad is going to be Isa B'Sheila. That's the short Ara. The second Ara, and I want to give a Shkoyach to Beryl Lichtenstadter for showing me this Minchas Chinuch, and that is a festa Minchas Chinuch in Simen Reish Tzadikah. So the truth is, we've spoken out part of this Minchas Chinuch, but we spoke out the second part of it. In terms of the first part and how it relates to its sugya, so it's literally half of a fella. Minchas Chinuch says that Shamati, he heard a kasha, and he says, Kimeduma, he heard the kasha from Rabbi Yonis and Aibashitz, the Baal Mechaber Sefer Uru Betumim, and the Baal Mechaber Sefer Kresi Uplesi. This is the way he presents the kasha. And the kasha was as follows. The Gemara said, Yesh choyrish telemechot, v'chayev olof, shmoyna lavin. Yechayev, 8 malkiyos. One of them was being choyrish on Yaakov. The Gemara asked, the kasha was the topic of the first part of today's daf. So why did it only say 8? L'choyrish should say 9. What's the 9th? Zerei on Yantif. To the extent that you're over the Issa Kileya Kerem, which is one of the 8 Lavin, that means you're a Zerei. Because by Kileya, the Torah says, Sot Chalei Sizra. So to the extent that you're a Zerei, you should be Chai for being Zerei on Yantif. Rava said, Yesh Chilik Malachas B'Shabbos, Ve'en Chilik Malachas B'Yantif. Once we said that you're Chai for being Chayrish on Yantif, so there's no Makkum to be Chai for being Zerei on Yantif, because only one Malacha for Yantif, one Hasra, one Malacha, you can't be Chai for being Chayrish and for being Zerei. But if the Malacha would be that Yesh Chilik Malachas on Yantif, like the Gemara understood in the Kasha, you would be chayev 9 malkus, you'd be chayev a malkus for being Zeireya on Yontif. Freik, Rabbi Yonis and Aibashitz, a gewaldige Kasha. What were you Zeireya? You were Zeireya Kalayim. Kilei Akerem. We know that Kilei Akerem is also Bano. We also know that a Makalkal B'Shabbos and Makal B'Yontif is Bach. So if someone does a Malach on Shabbos, but he's Makalkal, he's Soyser, but it's not Almanas Livnois. He's Moichik, it's not Almanas Lichtai. So the Halacha is, you're Potter. That means when this person was a Reya, he was Makalkal. To the extent that you were Makalkal, you weren't over Issa Shabbos, or in this case, you weren't over Issa Yantav. So what's speak to Gemara v'lechayiv nami mishum Zeireya, and the Gemara has to come onto a teretz, ein chilik malachis b'yantav, being that you are Zeireya, kilei akerem, and the kilei akerem is also about, no, du bistacha mekalkal. If you're a mekalkal, mekalkal b'yantav is potter. So what was the hamamid that you should be chayiv mishum Zeireya? Said Rabbi Yonason Acharifas. He said that one of the 8 malachis mentioned in the mission was Shvias. That means it was on Shemitah. The Rambam says that if somebody is Zereya, Kilei HaKerem, on Shemitah, the Kilei HaKerem doesn't become Asubana. And the reason is because on Shemitah, all your fields don't belong to you. They're Mamen Aniyim. And Ein Odom Oyser, Dover Shein Eshaloi. Ein Odom Maknush, Dover Shein Eshaloi. So being that we're talking about that, it was also Shvias. And on Shvias, you can't make something Asur, B'Kilei HaKerem. It's in Furish Ram and Perikei Hilchas Kalayim. Because Ein Odom Oyser, Dover Shein Eshaloi. So it's not going to be Asubana. If it's not going to be Asubana, then it's not Mekalkulav. It's not Mekalkulav. That was the Gemara's Kasha for the Chayiv Nami Mishram Zeireya. Sokhti Mechas Chedach Vine. The MS Kutcha Berichu Chodi Bepulpul. David loves Pilpul. Aval Lafi Daiti Akutcha Mekar Elasa. But stating that, I don't think this Kasha is the place for the Pilpul. Because the Kasha is Nishkan Kash. Denir, I'll read it to you inside. Vlihavi Mekalkul Bashabis Beyantiv Rakim Hu Derech Kilkul Vehashchasa Kimenoga Shalom. The only time a person is considered a Mekalkul is if the act that he did was a Maisa Hashchasa. Kemoi chayvel, someone's a chayvel ve'initzarech ledan, umaver ve'initzarech le'efer, ki hu mashchis u'mekalkel derech min ha'goyel. If you ask a man on the street, what he just did, he was chayvel. Did he do a maisa tikkun or a maisa kilkel? He'll tell you he did a maisa kilkel. V'chein kareh begodim, if somebody tears clothing. V'shoyver kelem, or he breaks kelem, v'demet. So if you ask the man on the street, is this a maisa kilkel, maisa? If he tells you it's a maisa kilkel, you're going to be pop. Avu mashem esakin al pimino yishalayim. But if a person doesn't act, that's a constructive act. It's not a destructive act. It's a constructive act. Meaning, you ask the man on the street, I just planted something. Did I do something constructive or destructive? What's he going to tell you? Oh, of course, it's a ma'isa tikkun. After isura reveal of, even though that the thing that you did is really asur bahana, so then in halacha, there's some isra mikomokam le'nikr mekalkal v'loy matzinu zeh. Says the Mechas Chinuch, a gevaldig chiddush, that when we define whether something is a tikkun or a kilkul, we don't define it based on, halachically speaking, what did I accomplish. We base it on the physical, scientific, practical outcome of what it is I did. And if the practical outcome of what I did is a ma'isa tikkun, then we look at it as a ma'isa tikkun. If the practical outcome of what I did is a ma'isa hashchasa, then we look at it as a ma'isa hashchasa. So it's true, Mekalkel B'Shabbos is Potter. But that's if you're a Chayvel, that's if you're a Maver, that's if you're a Meichek, that's if you're a Soiser. But if somebody goes ahead and he plants, that's a Maisa Tikkun. You planted. What do you mean? You made things grow. I, halachically, it was a Kilkel because I can't benefit from it. That doesn't go into our definition of what's considered Kilkel, what's considered Tikkun. And it's for that reason you're not going to be viewed as a Mekalkel B'Yantiv, you're going to be viewed as a Mesakim B'Yantiv. It says the Minchas Chinuch, Oy Nir Lani Az Daiti. Kasha Kushas are going on now. He says, I have another teretz. And this teretz is fast. And we'll go through the abridged version of the teretz. And he says as follows. We know one of the Lamatas Malachas is Oifa. You're not allowed to bake on Yantif. You're not allowed to cook on Yantif. It's the same Malach. You're not allowed to bake on Yantif. If somebody would put bread in an oven on Shabbos, but the bread wouldn't bake on Shabbos, it wouldn't bake, wasn't it? You did it right before Shkia, right before a Ben Atam, a Matzoy Shabbos, you put it in an oven, it doesn't bake. Are you going to be Chayiv? No. You're not chayiv for just putting cake in an oven. You're chayiv for baking it. It would have to bake. What if somebody would put something in an oven before Shabbos and it would bake on Yontif? Would you be chayiv? Also not. The only time you find this idea is Shem Yechate B'Kolim. That's why you have blechs and shia and chazar and all those sugyas. But from a pure halachic standpoint, from a lamites melacha standpoint, avadana. Meaning in order to be chayiv for oifa, you would have to do the ma'isafir, and it would actually have to bake on Yom. Zokta Mechaz Chinuch, that's Pashit, it's Mavur, it's a raya from Shabbos Taf Dalet. The Gemara talks about if somebody put bread in an oven on Shabbos and somebody else sees it, is he allowed to take it out? You allowed to do Radiyas Apas to save this person from doing it? What do you mean? It's too late. I already put the bread in the oven. Teretz is not too late, because you're not over unless you put it in and it bakes as well. What about Zeireya? What about Zeireya? If you put seeds in the ground, it's not going to plant right away. It takes a little bit of time. It's not going to happen instantly. It has to be niklat. It has to be nishrash. If you pull the seeds out before it had a chance to be nishrash and niklat, you're going to be chayiv or not. Says the Mechas Chinuch, you are. Sticking it in the ground, you're going to be chayiv for. And he says it has to be that way. You know why? Because it's the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudam and Alf. The Gemara brings three shittas, how long it takes for seeds to be niklat from a halachic standpoint. One mandama says 30 days. Another mandama says 14 days. And the most lenient shita or most chomer shita is 3 days. That means it takes at least 3 days for it to be nishrash. So if a person's going to go and he's going to stick seeds on Shabbos, until Tuesday, there's nothing to talk about. It takes a few days until it's nikla, until it's nishrash. Now there is a malacha called zareya. So what is the malacha? Obviously the malacha is stick it in the ground and whatever happens, happens. But the bottom line is, you see that zareya works a little bit differently. Says the Mechas Chinuch, if the way zareya works is that if you stick seeds in the ground, you're going to be chayiv. L'chura, as it relates to the halach of sod choloises, where the issachalayim, it's presumably going to be the same way. I don't see why it should be any different. But here's where the Michas Chinuch says it's chiddush. That's all as it relates to the lav. The loisase of zereya, which is the malach on Shabbos v'yantiv, the loisase of sod choloises, those lavin, as soon as you stick the seed in the ground, even if nothing happened, it never took root. It wasn't niklat, it wasn't nishrash. Even then you're going to be chayiv. But as it relates to kilei hakerem, that's asur bahanah, something has to grow. If nothing grows, it's not going to be asur bahanah. Zokta mechaz chinuch agaval b'gechish. What was the kasha? The kasha was, what was the Gemara saying, yesh chayrish telemech yesh b'chayiv tisha? What would be the ninth one? Because he was a rebbe yontiv. What's going to grow? What's going to grow is kilei hakerem. Kilei Akerem is Asabah Noah. If it's Asabah, it comes that you are Makalkil. Makalkil Beyantav is Potter, just like Makalkil Beshabbos is Potter. So you're anyways not a Zereya. Zokta Mechaz Chinuch, not so fast. You did the Melecha Zereya as soon as you stuck the seeds in the ground. At that point, that's a Maisa Tikkun. That's a Maisa Chshivas. The Kasha is, isn't the outcome going to be Asabah Noah? Okay. When it comes, it'll be Asabah Noah. Or behind, it's there. Kisha Anu done it. If this person was over Eloisa, I say right now there's nothing that's Asabana. So you did something very constructive. You took seeds, you put it on the ground, something is soon going to grow. Now it's true, when it grows, it's going to be Asabana. But Mechitesi, that factors in to us determining right now Bishas is real. So we define this Maisa is real as a Maisa Kilkel, as a Maisa Tikkun. And he says a Svarah to explain why he doesn't care about what the outcome is going to be. But being that this second, right now, when I did my Maisa, there's nothing else about no. So right now, b'shas tizri, it's a ma'isa tikkun, it's not a ma'isa kilkel. It's only later when it's niklat and nishrash that it's going to now having it yisuri hana. But being that there's no yisuri hana now, kushimei karalasa. Right now, it's a ma'isa tikkun, it's not a ma'isa kilkel. I'll just tell you a davar nifl that I heard once from Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman, Yeshiva, Lakewood East, Neretz Yisrael. He said that what's pshat that by meleches oifa, you stick bread in an oven and it doesn't bake, you're not chayef for Shabbos. It has to bake on Shabbos. But says the Minchas Chinuch, he told me regarding this Minchas Chinuch, that when it comes to Zereya, if you stick seeds in the ground on Shabbos, even if you stick it, pull it out later, it doesn't matter. Still, you're going to be chayef. Minchas Chinuch proved, he said it has to be that way. But what's the pshat? It requires svara. So he said something unbelievable. He said Zriya represents Parnasa. He says, when it comes to Parnasa, we're not in control. We can make our hishtablis. But everything really comes from Hashem. He says, you can control the outcome of a cake that you bake. So the truth is, you stick cake into an oven and it doesn't bake, so you're potter. You're only chayim if something came from it, if there was an outcome. But Zereya? Wait, you're a balabas on the outcome of your Zriya? You think you're a balabas on the outcome of your Ishtadlis? All you can do is stick the seeds in the ground. As soon as you stick the seeds in the ground, you're done. Your part of this picture is finished. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu takes over. So sticking cake in an oven, that you're not chayv. But sticking seeds in the ground, that is Zereya. What happens after that is already out of your control. Either way, like we said, the home stretch of Mesechtes Makis, some of the more technical aspects of exactly how Malkus was administered, some well-known Gemara. Zok the Mishnah, Kame Malkin Oisai. Okay, so number one, how many Malkus? Arbon Chaser Achas, 40 minus 1, also known as 39. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, B'mispar Arboim. The Gemara will explain what that means. Minayin Shu Samach Arboim. Minyan Shu Samach Arboim. A minyan that's close to 40. Yudam Rebida says, Arbam Shlema Suleika. It's not 39, it's actually 40. The Echan Huleika Es Hayesera. Where did he get the 40th? Meaning the Mishnah later is going to tell us where the 39 Malkus were given. But where was the 40th one given? Bank Seifa, between his shoulders. Ein Oimden Oisei Elbe Makus Ruyois Lehishtalish. Now the truth is, people make a mistake. People think that how many Malkus did a person get? He got 39 Malkus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, 40. It's not true. It wasn't 39, 40. He really got as many as he can handle, not to exceed 39 or 40. But I'm sure in most cases, or very often, people didn't get 39 Malkus. So it wasn't a din 39. 39 was just the maximum number, not to exceed 39, but very often it was going to be less than 39. Now, assuming it was going to be less than 39, the halacha was the number had to be a multiple of 3. So it could be 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, up until 30. It had to be a multiple of 3. Why? Kacha. It's learned that from drushes. Amdu l'kabel arbayim. Let's say they made an assessment that this person is able to get 40 or 39. The loike mitzas, he got some of them. The amdu, and then they realize that this person is a little shvacher than they thought he is. She'en yochel l'kabel arbayim. They realize now that he really can't get the whole 39 or 40. Potter, he's going to be potter. Amdu l'kabel shmoyne esri. Let's say they assessed him originally to be able to get 18. Umishalaka, and as they're hitting him, they say, no, this guy is stronger than we thought he was. Amdu sheyachal hu bekabel arban. They realize that he can really handle the full 39. It doesn't matter, Potter. So you always go lekulot. My time is Dr. Gemara. Iksiv, meaning my time. What's the makar that it's 39? And what's the kasha? The kasha is, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says arbon yakenu. Right. I mean, at first glance, it certainly sounds like that you're supposed to get 40 malchus. So if you're supposed to get 40 malchus, where do we come up with this number of 39? Dr. Gemara. Iksiv arbon bemispar. Had it said arbon bemispar. But you have a pasuk that says b'mispar arbayim, and we learn from that pasuk minyan shehu seiche meser arba. If you look at the Rivan, the way the Rivan explains it, it sounds like you should hit him and get to a point where you hit him so many times that the next number you would count would be 40. So it's an interesting way of looking at it. But the point is, you hit him 39 times. Oh my Rava, kama tipsho yishar inchi. How foolish are people? The kami mikame sefer Torah. For they kami mikame rabba. Rava said, I've observed people that they stand up. Vahibin sayyara, they stand up. But when a Talmud Chacham walks into the room, they don't stand up. Why are they fools? Because dila b'sefer Torah k'sev rabbayim. In the sefer Torah, it says, arbam yakenu. Vas rabban batzru chada. And the rabbis came and they said, it's not really 40, it's 39. So you see the kayach that the rabbanim have. The rabbanim have a kayach to go from 40 to 39. So how could it be that you stand up for a sefer Torah, but you don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham? We'll get back to that in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda said, arbam shleimus. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's not 39, it's really 40. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Because the pasuk says, maha makus say, so this is a pasuk in Zechariah Perek Yud Gimel, with this Navi Sheker who comes and he says, what are these makos? And apparently he was hit bein yodecha, between his shoulders, and he says that these were hakos that he got out of love. Rabbi Yehuda said, presumably this was talking about Malchus, and if it says that he got it between the shoulders, it can't be one of the 39, because we're going to see that the 39 Malchus weren't between the shoulders. They were on your stomach, on his back. It wasn't between the shoulders. It must be this another Hakah. Must be the 40th Hakah, and that's what that pasuk in Zechariah is referring to. Rabbanon, that's talking about a Rebbe who was hitting his Talmud. It has nothing to do with Malchus that was being administered in Bezdin. And when the Rebbeim used to hit their Talmud, they used to hit him between the shoulders. But this has nothing to do with ordinary Malchus, because ordinary Malchus is really 39, it's not 40, and those 39 are not Bein HaKsofen. Ein Oimdim Elba Malchus HaRuyas. Lock in Loi, Lock Aloi. So the Mishnah said that let's say a person was assessed as being able to handle 39, and as they're hitting him, they realize he can't handle more. So what do? They don't give him more. They stop, even though the original assessment was that he could handle it. Well, what about in the reverse? A person was assessed that he can handle 18, let's say, and then they realize he can handle 39. Again, you go lekul in both cases. You're not going to give him more than the 18. But the Gemara makes a diak. Lok in loy loka loy. It sounds like from the Mishnah, only if he actually got the Malchus is that going to be true. But loy loka, if he didn't physically get the Malchus, then it's not going to be that way. Meaning, let's say they assess the person that this person can handle 39, and then now they want to reassess him. Or let's say a person was assessed that he can get 18, and now they want to reassess him. It sounds like the halacha maybe is going to be different. It's only if he physically started getting the malchus that the halacha of the Mishnah is true. But if it was merely an assessment and now they want to assess him again, there it's going to be different. I'll ask you a kasha. Let's say they assess him to be able to get 40. So even if they didn't start getting him in malchus, they can reassess him and downgrade him. And the reverse is also true. If they saw that he can take 18, then they reassess him that he can really handle more than 18. Potter. Again, you don't reassess him. Both cases, lakula. So here it's mash, you don't have to start giving him malchus. Just
if you decide, if Bezin decides to assess him a second time, that in and of itself is enough to change it. Did the second assessment happen on the same day? Did it happen on a different day? See, if it happened on the same day, then we assume the first assessment was a mistake and we go bust to the second assessment. So that's where the Gemara's diak in the Mishnah is a good diak. Only lucka do we say that we're not going to upgrade him or we would downgrade him. But loy lucka loy. On the same day, we will assume that the second assessment was a mistake. So for example, if they assessed him that he can handle 18 and now they want to reassess him on the same day that he can handle 39, we're going to go to Chumrah. We're going to say he can handle 39. It's on the next day or the day after that, if they reassessed him, then we don't go backwards because then we say that maybe our first assessment was right. It just so happens he physically got stronger the next day. That's his benefit. That's not something that he has to suffer for. So if they on Sunday said that he can handle 18, now on Monday they feel he can handle 39, they're not going to upgrade him from 18 to 39. They're not going to say we made a mistake on Sunday. They're going to say he got stronger on Sunday. So that's this nuance. Another halacha, over aver sheish b'shnei lavin. If somebody was over an aver that has two lavin, so he's supposed to get 80 malkis. So amdu oimed echad, and let's say they made one assessment. They said, you know, this person can handle 50 malchus. So the Gemara's case is going to be 41 or 42. So halacha is like upater. So we give him how much he can handle, we knock him out in one shot, and he's done. Then lav, but let's say they only assessed him for one. Then the halacha is going to be loika for the one, umesrapa. So he's going to lose out. We wait until he heals. The chayz of a loika, he's going to have to get it all over again. I mean, if a person has to get two malchus, he has to get 39, 78 malchus. So do you give him one assessment? How many can he handle in one shot? Or do we assess him for one, let him get better, and then assess him for another? He's probably going to get more malchus if we do it the second way than if we do it the first way. So it depends. The Mishnah doesn't really tell us what to do with katchila. It says it more like in the past tense. If they were amdu oymed echad, if they assessed him for one, so we go based on the assessment. He was already assessed to get one long set. Whatever you can handle based on the one set is what he gets. The in lav, if they didn't assess him already for one, and then maybe l'chatchila you do it as two, and therefore leike umesrapa v'chayz of a leike. Tanya feit gemar ein oimed oimed echad l'shnei lavin. I thought there's a brisa that says mafurish you never do one oimed for two lavin. I'm Rav Sheish. It's like kash hodnam do l'arbam v'chadam do l'arbam v'tarti. If the one oimed was gonna be 39 plus 2, and 2 is not a real number, because you have to have at least 3, because it has to be a minyan arui l'shtalish, so then you're never going to do one oymed. But to the extent that the one oymed can include in it a 39, not plus 2, but a 39 plus 3, so that the second group is a real number, so then we will, instead of doing it as 1, we'll do it as... Instead, then we will go based on the one oymed, being that the second part of it, the part in addition to the 39, is in and of itself something that's roi lehishtalish. So before we go weiter, or maybe we won't have time to go weiter, just one final R. So we had over here the idea that if you look in the pasuk, the Torah says arbaim yakenu, but it says b'mispar arbaim, and based on that we know that it's not 40, it's really 39. Now the way the Rivan, that's in lieu of Rashi, in the last few dafin here, Masechtas Makis, explain the Gemara. It sounds like a real drasha. It says, b'mispar arbaim, it doesn't say arbaim b'mispar, and b'mispar arbaim means the number right before 40, whatever the exact emphasis of the drasha is. But it's the number right before 40, that's what it's going to be. Stating that, I'll tell you two interesting things. Number one, there's an interesting rush in the end of Perek Arvei Pesachim. This is at the very, very, very end of Arvei Pesachim. It's Ois Men in Rosh Perek Arvei Pesachim. Yes, Sakash. The Pasuk says, Tisperu chamishim yoyim, regarding the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmet. And we know it's not 50, it's really 49. Freik, the Rosh, he doesn't understand. Why? Yesh makshim. Kivin the krok kamat tisperu chamishim yoyim, lama ein anu moinem elatishim varbah. Why is it only 49? And he says he's seen many truths into the kasha. Abazok, the Rosh, I think to me, the cash is a toys. V'li nireh she'ein anu tzrichim l'tchukos halolo. Why? Because being that it says Sheva Shavuos, so we know it's really 49. It says 50. The Torah always speaks in round numbers. The Torah doesn't say 49. That's not a round number. The Torah loves rounding numbers off. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Number one, it says that when Yaakov and his family went to Mitzrayim, they went to Shiva Nefesh. Now, if you do the math, it's really 69. Chazal asked the Kasha, Zuyei Chevich, and Noldu Ben Achaymes, Bazok to Rush. You know what Pashup Pshat is? Derech HaPshat? Derech HaPshat, Pashup Pshat is. We rounded up the number. I can say 69. We say 70. V'chein Arbam Yakenu. It says Arbam Yakenu. It's not 40. It's really 39. Yet it says Arbam. We're
We're rounding it off. So too over here. Tisperu chamishim yoyim. We're rounding the number off, despite the fact that it's really 49. So it's true. It does say arbam yakenu. It does say that. But it's really 39. That's what we have a Messiah of a Torah Shmuel Peh. If it's 39, why would it say 40? The reason it would say 40 is because we're rounding that. It's no different than the Tisperu chamishim yoyim. And it's no different than the Shivim Nefesh that we are the B'mitzrayim. But there's a well-known Rambam. So yesterday we spoke about the Rambam of Perek Yudbeis, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam gives a reason for the Isser Peyis and for the Isser Teglachas Hashchos HaZokin that the Torah jumps on the Rambam for, and the Beis Yosef thought the Torah was being chayshid, and the Darki Moshe thought the Beis Yosef was being chayshid the Torah. Right, all the drama that we spoke about at the end of yesterday's daf, because the Rambam gave a time of the krah when it really wasn't necessary to give a time of the krah. Here's another example. Kama Malkin as a Machuy of Malkus. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yizayin Aloch Al. So how many Malkus does a person get? Kefi Koichi, he gets as many as he can handle. Shenemar Kedei Rishosloi B'mispar. V'zeh Shenemar Arboim. The reason it says Arboim, She'ein Moisifin Ala Arboim. It means you can't get more than 40. Afilu hayo chazik ubari, kishimshoin, avo paichzun l'chalosh. So even if a person is a gibar like Shimshon, doesn't matter. You never get more than 40 malchus, but it could be less than. Shemyak, cholosh, makar, rabbi, vadim. Lefichach, listen to the Rambam. Being that midin toiri is supposed to get 40 malchus, amru chachavim, shafilu habari biyoyser, makin oyser tishin v'sholosh. That for that reason, you don't get 40, instead, you get 39. So that if Tez, by mistake, the Shliach Bezin gives this person an extra makkah, he'll end up getting the 40 that he was supposed to get. The Rambam Shita is that really Midday Raisi is supposed to get 40 malchus. You're not supposed to get 39. It says in the Torah, we're not rounding off numbers. The number's 40, and that's what it's supposed to be. But it's so all, it's so likely, it's so possible that the Shliach Bez is going to make a mistake. And instead of giving the person what he's supposed to get, he's going to give him one extra makkah. And the Torah says, lo yos, lo yosef, pen yosef la koisai. You're not allowed to give an extra one. So we gave a little buffer. So you know what we did? Instead of giving 40, let's instead give 39. Like this, even if you add one by mistake, you're off by one, you're going to give him the amount that he's supposed to get. But really, you're supposed to get 40. 39 is a gzera, it's a geder, it's a protection against this person not being over the iser, the Yosef pen Yosef. Needless to say, this Rambam is a phenomenal chiddush. What does that mean? And not just that, it sounds like from the Rambam, so it's really only a din derabana, it's not really a din deraisa. As if to say, the drasha that the Gemara brought, but mispar arboim, is only an asmachta ba'alma. And as I state in Radvaz, and the Kesef Mishnah entertained such a side as well, that maybe the Rambam learned that the whole Gemara that mentions the mispar arboim is an asmachta ba'alma, because really midairais is supposed to be 40, it's only midirabana. Then the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe this is related to the Rambam Shita by all the Seifim, right? The Rambam calls Kedusha Kesef for the Seifim, the Rambam and Sefer Amisus and the Sherish Hasheni, the Inkama Kamilakar. But either way, that's the Rambam Shita. But the Minchas Chinuch, we spoke at so many Minchas Chinuchs in the last week. Fake the Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah tof kuf tzadik dalet, one last Minchas Chinuch for this morning. Fake air, a bumba. He says, we all know the Taz. The Taz says that even though the Chachamim have a right sometimes to be oikudavim in a Torah, to make a gzera. So for example, don't take dalet minin on sukkahs that falls down on Shabbos. Don't play shofar on Roshana that falls down on Shabbos. Gzera shemi yavirenu dalet amas b'shus harabim. But they only have a right to do it if they're not being oikur dover min ha-Torah legamre. But to be oikur dover min ha-Torah legamre, you're not allowed to. He says it in a few places, does the Taz. One of the most famous places he says it, he asks Akasha, the why is Mila Deicha Shabbos? We don't pass because Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. So we know that only the Mila is Deicha Shabbos, but to carry the Zemel or the baby, Nachshirei Mila not Deicha Shabbos. So fake the Taz, why don't we make a gzera, Shema Yavirenu, the Izemel, Dalar Amas Peshus HaRabim, Shema Yavirenu, the Tinoik, Dalar Amas Peshus HaRabim, says the Taz, you can't make such a gzera. Because if you're going to tell me that Mila's not Deicha Shabbos, that means Mila's never going to be Deicha Shabbos. And there's a pasuk in the Torah that teaches me that Mila's Deicha Shabbos. You can't be oiker a pasuk min HaTorah. Frank the Mechaz Chinuch, if the Rambam is telling me that Midai Raisa, it's our but. The Rabbanon are the ones that went ahead and they said it's 39. So how could the Rabbanon go and say that every single time you're getting Malchus, instead of 40, it's going to be 39? That being oiker dover min HaTorah legamri. Unless the Rambam's going to tell you, I don't know if I'm being oiker dover min HaTorah legamri. Because I'm concerned that the person's really going to get 40. So really, there will be a kiyum in 40. Interesting. But I'll go put another shayla. What would be if somebody can't handle 40? A person can only hit 18. You give him 18 or you give him 17? Meaning this buffer that the Rambam just introduced us to. So is this a buffer that we only use? Is this a buffer that we only use as it relates to the person that's supposed to get 40? Instead of 40, you're going to get 39? Or no? Either way, tomorrow, Hashem, we'll speak out some more rates. Specifically, we'll speak at a Gewaldiges am Sofer. And we'll talk a little bit about this idea of standing up for Gavir Rabba. We'll talk a little bit about Malkus and Shemayim. When they give Malkus and Shemayim, Shisim Pulsa Denura, Chagiga, Tezvav, Bava Metzia, Hey, we have a lot more rate to get to.